Now, speaking of experts, this is getting more and more bizarre, because initially the sort of scenario, of course, is that Princess Kate, the Princess of Wales, she has medical procedures that keep her in hospital for a while. So, of course, you know, and it's completely up to her what she wants to reveal in terms of what that medical procedure might be or medical procedures may be. And it might be quite serious, and she's quite happy to put it out there that she's had them, but leave me alone now. I've got to recover. So then a photograph appears of her sitting in the passenger seat of a car, and it kind of wasn't a great photograph, supposedly purporting to be her in the car, because there was rumours swirling about, where is she? No one's seen her. It's been a while now, all that sort of stuff. So then this paparazzi-type photo appears. I don't think that the royal household was happy with that. So then within 48 hours, I think it was, a new photo appears, and it's of Princess of Wales, Kate, with the kids, enjoying Mother's Day and recovering and thanking people for their well wishes, and now she's kind of getting on with it. But it wasn't long before that photo then hits controversy, because some people with more time than me start looking at it and examining it and saying, hang on, that's been doctored, that's been changed, that's been manipulated. So now, overnight, the Princess of Wales has come out and said, that's on me. I did that. The photo was taken by William, but I did that. And everyone's trying to figure out why. 1-3-8-82, if you've got any theories around all of this. Let's go to Nicole Jamieson, a social media expert, digital strategist, I should say. Hello, Nicole.
Hello. Hello, Gary.
Are you intrigued by this, or is it a storm in a teacup? What's going on, do you think?
Oh, the communication entanglement behind this just has me intrigued beyond. The timing of it and all the other things that are going on in the royal family. From the get-go, the royal family have been the masters of controlling a narrative and trying to make sure if something is going awry in the royal family, they make sure that we're looking in a different direction. And I think that's why we're so intrigued by it. They're the Kardashians before the Kardashians were a thing.
So, okay, now Kate says, okay, sorry for the confusion. Yes, there were some changes and some slight manipulation of that image. I was doing this and I was doing that with it, you know, basically through a digital editing system. Do you accept that first and foremost?
What a load of rubbish. Each royal has entire teams dedicated to their media and their media responses and their photos. There's very intensive strategies about how they're portrayed on social media. There is no way in her recovery, of which she has not been seen since Christmas Day, that she's diddling on Photoshop to make sure that a photo looks a little bit better than it should. There is no way.
Okay, because you know some of the things are very slight, and it would take a fairly good eye to sort of pick them. I certainly didn't pick them. I just thought, oh, that's a nice pic of Kate with the children. But then obviously on closer inspection. But that takes a serious turn when the agencies that distribute the photographs or are going to publish the photographs say we're killing them. So if they've been sending them out, they've put a kill order on those photos so that no one else can publish them. That's pretty serious stuff.
It is, and they're some of the biggest media agencies in the world. And to have those send out a kill order for a photo to say we question its authenticity is pretty telling in itself. But again, you know, I think that the photo has been deliberately doctored and deliberately sent out there as a botched job so that we're all talking about this and not whatever else is going on in the background.
Well, what the heck could be going on in the background? We sort of know about Harry and Meghan. We've kind of been through those trials and tribulations, but you think there's more to it?
Yeah, it's a million-dollar question. A lot has happened in the royal family in the last couple of weeks, let alone the last few months. I mean, we've got Camilla, who's been weirdly on holidays, sunning it up in Spain, I think, for the last week. She only just came back on Monday. We had King Charles do a Commonwealth speech on Monday, of which he was looking very unwell and very tired. So if we're all talking about this, perhaps we're not looking past the curtains to see what else is going on.
I'm going to just say that, and I know I'm not royalty, That's pretty obvious. But I mean, I think we all sort of tend to photos that we may have taken with our phone or whatever, we do tend to sort of give them a tweak here and there because the settings are there to be done. It's pretty easy these days. Is there a possibility? Because sure. I know that Kate's a bit of a keen photographer, that she might have just said, oh, I'll just straighten that up. I'll just move that. I'll just do that. You don't reckon?
Yeah. No? There's way too many inconsistencies in the photo. Her head looks attached. There is skirts that look like they've been doctored. Her jumper looks like something that she wore just before Christmas, but in a different colour. But that jumper doesn't exist in that colour. There's so many different inconsistencies in this photo. This is not just I'm going to make my blemish or my little pimple disappear. This is a full doctored image, which is why there's so much conspiracy swirling around.
Wow. So you don't think we've heard the end of it yet?
No, but again, I think that, you know, the royal family are masters at making sure that we only hear or only look in the direction that we're meant to. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
You know, the other thing, of course, is that from their own social media, if you talk about William's Twitter account, you know, the Royal House of Kensington and all that, it's still there.
Yeah.
So they haven't, so even though they've acknowledged, okay, we made some adjustments to that photograph for whatever reason, they haven't kind of withdrawn it themselves. It's still there.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're not backing down from their story. They are suggesting that, you know, William took the photo and Kate had a little play on Photoshop, and to remove the photo suggests that we are right and there is something more going on. So if you leave it there, the story continues about why is Kate Photoshopping and why this, why that. So, yeah, if I was their PR representative, I would be recommending they keep it on there too.
Just from your opinion then, because, you know, someone's saying on the text line, it is a bit weird that you've got magazines and media complaining about Photoshopping when they do it themselves.
Irony.
Yeah, so is there a sort of a point which it becomes too much in terms of Photoshopping than other photos? You know, like, why would we in the media be criticising them when we ourselves probably use Photoshopping techniques?
Well, I think it's less about the Photoshop and more about, well, what else is going on, guys? I think it's about the story that they're trying to hide. We all know that Kate has been missing for a long time. We all expect her to pop up in her royal engagements in just after Easter. So I guess TikTok is on the clock, and if she turns up just after Easter, we'll have some of those questions answered.
Yeah, okay. You're not reading anything into the fact that her wedding ring isn't in that photograph on her hand, are you?
Oh, no, that's just another thing that we can talk about, isn't it? Oh, I forget my wedding ring all the time. Right. And if she's not feeling great, then perhaps that it is. But we don't think that's her hand. So that's not surprising that there's no wedding ring on it.
Okay.
It just gets deeper and deeper, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just thought she took it off to do the washing up or something, but there you go. All right, well, look, I don't know what people think about it. I might get some feedback, but let's see where it ends up. Thanks very much for chatting with us about it today.
No worries, Gary. Thanks a lot.
Good on you. Nicole Jamison, social media expert, digital strategist. Is that Kate's hand? Is the whole thing faked?